About 200 national wildlife refuges have oil and gas development. Among them, the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, the only refuge in Alaska with active petroleum extraction. The agency that manages refuges, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, wants rules to regulate that activity. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Alaska Congressman Don Young doesn't like the idea, and he wasn't quiet about it at a congressional hearing today.
Kip Knutson, Governor Sean Parnell's appointee in Washington, told a House Natural Resources subcommittee Alaska should be exempt from any new regulation by the Fish and Wildlife Service. Knutson says it would only interfere with existing law and mineral rights.
If the goal of the rule, or these rules pondered, is to improve oil and gas activity, I'm going to predict failure. And if the goal of the rules is to slow oil and gas activity, I'm going to predict near-perfect success.
Cook Inlet Region Incorporated owns about 200,000 acres of subsurface rights in the Kenai Refuge, some leased now for exploration and production. Siri executive Ethan Schutt says the state provides all the regulation they need.
We do not need an additional layer of financial burden. We do not need an additional layer of public comment for the development of private oil and gas resources.
The issue is also a hot one for Louisiana. To make the case for federal regulation, Noah Mattson from Defenders of Wildlife showed the panel slides of rusty, leaky pipelines and oozing barrels that he said were on Louisiana refuges.
And one of my favorites, a leaking tank repaired with duct tape and a garbage bag.
On the committee, Republicans argued the Fish and Wildlife Service has no authority to impose regulations, while Democrats said such rules are long overdue. The hearing was placid until Congressman Don Young showed up. He took on Deputy Fish and Wildlife Director Steve Girton.
We're envisioning now through this proposed rulemaking, taking a lot of public input.
But let me stop there. What public? You're going to go and hear from the Sierra Club? You're going to hear from Save the Earth Club? You're going to, are you going to listen and give credit to those that live there and were guaranteed by Congress the right to develop their resources?
Young suspects environmental groups are behind the agency's move for regulation, and he wanted Girton to admit it.
No, the idea about taking and not allowing people to drill on these refuges, what gives you the right to take and bring up this idea? Where did it come from?
Mr. Chairman, again, we're not talking about denying them access to their minerals.
Where did this restriction come from? Whose idea was it?
I can't point to a single individual, Mr. Chairman.
Which group?
Girton eventually named the Government Accountability Office. The GAO has twice recommended the service get a better handle on oil and gas operations in refuges. Schutt, the Siri executive, says even without the new rules, Fish and Wildlife requires bonds and special use permits. On the Kenai, at least, Schutt says the service is already regulating. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.